What wakes you up? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What wakes you up? That's a good question. We have dogs that waken when you whistle. We have cats that waken when a dog comes around. We have people that waken when the alarm clock goes off, or when their mental alarm clock goes off, or whenever they're hungry, or when they have to go to the bathroom. You know, it all depends on what gets their attention. Now, these are all mundane things, all beautiful, lovely, mundane things, and they're things that everyone experiences every day of their life. Now, what wakes you up? What sparkles you to life? What excites you? I've talked with many people in my life who were sort of unexcited about anything. And as I talked with them, I asked them, I said, you know, isn't it exciting that you're going to go to the opera? Isn't it exciting that you're going to the beach? Isn't it exciting that you can stay home alone and the whole family's going out? You got the whole house to yourself and you can just sit in your living room and just meditate and leave the television off and just pretend that it's your house that way forever. Quiet, peaceful, lovely. Did you ever just pretend?
Well, that's not realistic, you know.
Who turns on the television the minute they come in the house?
I do.
Who turns it off in the evening?
I do.
Who listens to it in between?
I do.
And so does the rest of the family. Well, how interesting. How interesting that the television is a very demanding thing on our lives, that we have to listen to it the minute we walk in the house, and the minute we go to bed, we shut it off. Why? We don't leave it on at the night, you know, with the earphones on, so that we could sleep with this other dimensional activity going on. We could have quite an experience. Well, I wouldn't get much sleep. No, you'd sleep. Do you realize how many times you sleep while you're watching television? You realize how many times you're watching television and a very beautiful love scene goes by and you miss it. And a very wonderful sports scene goes by and you don't miss it. You're wide awake. And as soon as the sports scene is over again and they fall into each other's arms and Bill and Koo, you just fall asleep again. Now, what things turn you on? What things wake you up? What things excite you about life? Now, you say, well, if I were a woman, I'd be excited about the billing and cooing. No, you wouldn't. You'd be excited when it's done with you, but when it's done with other people, that's not so terribly exciting. It's interesting, it's voyeuristic if you wish, but it's not really exciting. What is really exciting is when you are involved. When you wake up to something you are involved in. When you wake up in the morning, do you stretch out your arms and your legs and reach as far as you can reach, you know, from one end of the world to the other? You know, and stretch and stretch and stretch, and have the old ligaments say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I must stretch like this for a long time. And then all the muscles saying, wow. So that's what it feels like to be in full use, you know. And your old tummy says, I didn't know I could get this flat, you know. And you just stretch it out, stretch it out, and stretch it out. And when you let it relax, when you let your body just relax, you just feel so good. And you just sort of roll your feet out of bed, and you sit up, and you say, wow, what a wonderful way to wake up. And then you say, whoops, I forgot my energy massage. And you lay back down and you take your fingers and you gently go over your entire body and tell yourself how much you love you. And as you're doing this, you're saying, it's so true, it's so true, it's so true, you know, because there's nobody else around to see you, how silly you're acting, you know. And you just say, oh, it's so true, you know, I'm wonderful, I'm great, I'm beautiful. And after you finish your energy massage, which you really don't want to quit on, if you're doing it right, if you're just giving yourself a deep pressure massage and your fingers are going into your muscles and stuff, that won't do it. That won't do it. Your muscles are being dug at all day long. Your muscles like this energy massage, the massage of energy flowing over them, flowing around them, flowing through them saying, hey, there's more to you than appears to be. You know, there's that secret area of your life, that secret area. That's the real secret. It's where is your energy? And your real energy is in your total body. And you want to awaken it by taking your fingers and going just gently over the surface of your body and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you're turning that generator on and on and on and on and on. There was George of the Jungle last night on the video. And George was trying to help his friend be strong to say to her parents what she wants to say. And so he said, well, now, you say this statement, which we do in the jungle. And she said, well, what is that? And he said, you know, and loud. And they were driving in their convertible, of course. And other people were looking over at him and thinking, what is this? And so she lustily threw back her head. She's driving down the road. And she's not looking where she's going. And she's going, and she feels so good. She opens her eyes again. And, of course, everything's okay. She may have been at a stop sign. That's a possibility. I hadn't taken that into consideration. But George gave his lusty shout, and she gave hers, and she said, yes, yes, I feel very good. I can handle it. And so she went in, and she handled it. And she handled it very nicely. And perhaps for the first time in her life, she spoke up to her parents. Her parents, who were very wealthy and very self-possessed, thinking that what they do, what they think, and what they want is what has to happen in the world. And for the first time, she woke up to the thought, hey, I'm me. I'll go and explain to the crowd why I don't want to marry that so and so forth. He left me in the jungle. He left me right when the lion was starting to attack me, and he tripped and fell and knocked himself out. And then George of the Jungle, who's George? George of the Jungle had to come and save me. Oh my goodness, that sounds so exciting. Yes, I'd fall in love with him too, you know. And I'd fall out of love with the other guy real quick in a hurry, because I don't need him. I don't need his money. I don't need his family. I don't need it. I'm me, and I'm wonderful. Besides which, I'm rather a rich heiress anyhow. But you see, she woke up. She woke up, and when she woke up, she found that she is a pretty nice lady. And she was. And when she woke up, she found that she was a very gentle lady. And she wasn't a lady like some of her girlfriends were. She said to one of her girlfriends, what do I do with him? Explain him, you know. And the girl said, you're in love with him. She said, no, I'm not. She said, well, if you don't love him, can I have him? And I thought, how charming. And immediately she said, no, you know. I mean, in her heart, she knew what she was doing. But she woke up. And do we wake up? When do we wake up? We saw a movie two nights before, and the movie was called something or other. And it was a very upbeat movie, and very spiritual values, and very high quality, and the essence of moralism and right action and beneficial things. And it was so wooden. It was so wooden. As we watched it, we all felt, yuck, you know. Even though the things they did were nice, and the efforts they were trying to do were good, and whatever they were approaching was a nice thing that they were doing, but it was like a wooden thing, not real. It was just like, now you tell your brother you're sorry. I'm sorry. And you're no more sorry than the man in the moon. But you see, this is how it is. But with George in the Jungle, a silly slapstick movie that was absolutely crazy from beginning to end, and the narrator kept butting in, charming as can be, and it was delightful. It was a little too risky in a very light way, but the thing is, it was not offensive. It was just really gentle. It was a wake-up call. Now, which of the two movies would you want? Well, the one, The Night Before Last, I'm sure it cost them a pretty penny to make it. You know, there are some big scenes involved in them. But George in the Jungle was just a movie set scene that had been used for Tarzan movies and other movies. And there wasn't a thing that had to be done. And they have available to the movie set monkey suits, which are roboted, and they have a human speaking through the monkey suit, roboted monkey suit, and it looks just like the monkeys doing the activity. And it was a gorilla that they had, and it's just as charming as could be, you know? And, of course, I loved when the gorilla was telling George, his wake-up call was here, George, do you feel a sensitivity when you look at her? And George says, yes, I do. Well, then, George, it's time that you consider her. And George says, well, how do you tell a girl that you love her? And so the ape says, well, now this is what we apes do. And they made crazy faces, and then they goo-goo-gooed, and they threw up grass, and they acted real, real crazy. And, of course, there wasn't the way to do it, but it was charming. It was so charming because it was just so suitable at the moment it came. And that was a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call for George. That was a wake-up call for us. And as we looked at it, we thought to ourselves, well, let's see what's going to come out of this. Well, as what came out of there was two people who really found each other wonderfully. And there were two, what you might call, virgins. Two people who had no love experiences before, no relationship experiences before, no experiences of being needed, wanted, or owned by another, you know, as far as they were concerned. Oh, other people may have wanted them, but they had no interest in other people. And like, I loved what George said. He says, why are you embarrassed? There's no one here to be embarrassed. Just me, and I'm not embarrassed, you know. You're here all alone. There's no reason to be embarrassed. Just be yourself and have fun. Mm-hmm. Just be yourself and have fun. Just do your thing. See, another wake-up call for her. And she always did everything because she was doing it before an audience. And now it was just George who just accepted her exactly the way she was. And I liked it also when he sniffed at her and he says to his ape mother, he says, he seems different. He's a funny guy. And the ape mother said, well, he is the female of your species. That's a woman. And women are different, you know. Oh! Oh, yes. How wonderful things are, and how wonderful things are when we really let go. Yes. Now, what is the woman species and the man species of humanity? Are they the woman and man that we think of as woman and man? Or are they two people who have such a deep love for themselves and such a high respect for the people they create in their world that they just admire and respect whoever it is they have in their world. They don't need them. They don't want them. They just enjoy being in their presence, enjoy being in their company. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Now, that's really the prelude for a perfect marriage. Because in the perfect marriage, he doesn't need her and she doesn't need him. They just enjoy each other. And they do their own thing too. How wonderful it is. Think of how many marriages had the wake-up call after they got married. Said, I don't like the way he pushes me around. I don't like the way she tells me everything all the time, you know. And why didn't they hear that ahead of time? Well, they were just thinking of the sex or just thinking of someone cooing in their ears, something which could never come true. I love you just the way you are, just the way you are. I love you just the way you are. But boy, when we get married, am I going to make some changes, you know. And you see, there's where the trouble comes in. So if we could love ourselves, have the wake-up call to love ourselves just the way we are, and we don't have to change. You know what our problem is? We have never looked deep enough into ourselves to find out how wonderful we are. We have never looked deep enough into who we are to realize that we have morals, we have values, we have integrity, we have respect for ourselves and respect for our creation, and we're very nice people. Not because we're better than somebody else, but because we really like ourselves and everything in our world. What a wake-up call that is. Are you ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I sure am. So, have a happy wake-up time, and know that as you do, I love you. I love you.
I love you.